April 6, 2019. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm broadcasting from the Chicago suburbs. I'm really happy that you have joined me today at republicbroadcasting.org. I highly recommend that you also visit and subscribe to SpingolaSpeaks.net and ScreeningSandyHook.net. I invite you to visit our chat room at spingola.chatango.com. If you wish to review the names of the guests that I've had the honor and pleasure of interviewing on this program, please visit spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button on the left of the page. I also have the names of future guests. In both instances, I have links for those guests along with relevant links for their subject matter. My guest the first hour today is John Milkovich, the author of Robert Mueller, Envoy for the New World Order. He is also a Louisiana state senator who does some remarkable things. Senator, welcome to the program.
Deanna, it's a privilege to be with you today.
Well, thank you. I've been reading about what you have done as an attorney, the work that you've done with the people in Louisiana, and the hours that you've given to help people who otherwise would not have had the help that they needed and deserved. I'm just so impressed with your background. You were born in Montana and worked on ranches, it's just a remarkable background, and I'm honored to have you as a guest. And you're also a Trump supporter.
Yes. Well, Deanna, thank you very much for your kind words, and it's an absolute privilege to be with you today.
Now, what caused you to write the book, Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order? Go ahead.
President Trump was really taking on many of the cover-ups and anti-American episodes of corruption in prior administrations. I noticed that he was disfavored by all of the ruling White House elite. The Bushes against him, the Clintons against him, the Obamas against him, not to mention Comey, Rosenstein, and Robert Mueller. And it dawned, and I saw that he was trying to do some positive things. He's taken a very strong stand against abortion, trying to protect our borders. For the first time in a long time, he's taken on the trade treaties that have been disastrous to the American people, to the American economy. He has stood up for freedom, independence, and sovereignty in America. And he actually believes in something. And it just, I think the obvious occurred to me. I understand he's not perfect. I may not agree with everything that he does, but I saw the big picture. He does believe in something. He's trying to do something good. And if he's trying to do something good, people that are trying to take him out must be up to something bad. And that was the beginning, Deanna. We did start looking at some articles documenting cover-ups by Robert Mueller. And I'd read one article that said Robert Mueller covered this up, and another article say he covered that up, and just a number of really criminal activities and racketeering operations in which the federal government was involved, and even international racketeering. And every time his name appeared, it was in connection with the cover-up. And I undertook, of course, I'm a Christian, I really felt impressed to the Lord, to try to do an article that put the Mueller cover-ups together in one article. Of course, needless to say, the article became a book.
It certainly is amazing that all of the mainstream media are very negative about his activities, about Trump's activities, and certainly the most recent situation where he was talking about closing the border, all they could talk about was, oh, the avocados. We're not going to be able to get avocados for within 3 weeks. All the avocados are going to be gone. Whereas they do grow them in other places, particularly in Florida and in California. And yet the mainstream media personnel do not say anything about the illegal drugs coming over the border. They don't talk about children coming over the border to be used for in the sex trade, and all of the numerous other things that are occurring because of the open borders. And the open borders have been a problem for a number of years. Absolutely.
Listen, you're really onto it. I think you're just hitting the nail on the head, Deanna. What we're dealing with is a mainstream media, much like our top echelon of our federal law enforcement, that are extremely selective in what they choose to vilify and discuss and focus. Where's the discussion of Vince Foster? Where's the discussion of the drug operation in Mena, Arkansas? Where is the supplying automatic weapons to the Mexican drug dealers? When's the last time we talked about the massacre in Waco where the federal government presided over the slaughter of over 100 people? When is the last time we talked about all of the lies that have been told about 9/11? When have we talked about the fact that anthrax was covered up, the true perpetrators were never brought to justice, and a couple of innocent people were scapegoated? Why have we not talked about BCCI, billionaire banksters financing drug trafficking, international terrorism, and illegal arms sales? What about Benghazi? What about Vince Foster? What about Seth Rich? What about the number of people that the Clintons knew that had incriminating information on the Clintons and that met premature death? All of these episodes, all of these criminal acts, basically swept under the rug so that we can focus on things like, by the way, did you know that Donald Trump had someone bid up the price of his portrait at a charity auction? The double standard is so obvious, so apparent, that many in the American public are no longer willing to brook this absolute double standard, and the mainstream media has suffered a loss of credibility, which I believe will not be recovered within the next half generation.
Indeed, and you brought up the Clintons, and I think their list has probably over 100 people, including the person that you mentioned, Vince Foster, who was, two shots in the back, and they said it was suicide. Some ridiculous thing like that.
Well, and I'm not an expert on the death of Vince Foster. I will tell you that I think anyone that has followed the account and read any of the investigation has great reason to be concerned about the reality of the cover story that he committed suicide. I think it's just, but you know what? And by the way, not only has the mainstream media covered up major collusion and corruption and crimes by the federal government, so Robert Mueller has been in the highest echelons of federal law enforcement off and on for 30 years. Where was Robert Mueller when Whitey Bulger was running a murder and racketeering operation in Boston? Well, he was right there. And guess what he did about it? Absolutely nothing. We now know that, and have known for quite some time, that the Boston FBI was protecting Whitey Bulger. We now know, of course we've known for some time, that Robert Mueller was the assistant U.S. attorney and then the acting U.S. attorney in Boston for over 5 years, right in the middle of Whitey Bulger's homicidal reign of terror. What did Robert Mueller do about it? He didn't lift a finger. He didn't raise his voice. He saw something, did nothing. Pan Am 103, another colossal cover-up. You're too young to remember it, but in December 21st, 1988, flight takes off from London headed towards America. It's blown to smithereens in midair by a bomb over Lockerbie, Scotland. 270 lives lost.
Oh, yes.
Perpetrators. Yeah, the perpetrators were known within days, if not hours, by the International Intelligence Committee, the community, and Mueller enters and takes over the America's portion of the investigation. Guess what happens? The killers, the people that were behind the bombing, Amit Jabril, who had the bomb built, a Iranian-paid Palestinian terrorist, and Mansour Al-Qassar, a Syrian drug lord that had established a pipeline of paid-off baggage handlers on the under the airline that helped get the bomb on board, and CIA, Christian CIA officials that gave the green light for the flight to take off, knowing that there was a bomb on board. Guess what? All of those people got off. None of them spent 1 millisecond behind bars. But, as is consistent with a classic Mueller operation, not enough that you let the guilty go free. You've got to try to target some innocent people to make it look like you're doing your job. So he accused a couple of Libyan intelligence officers who had nothing to do with it. And one of them got acquitted. The other one, his life, basically got his life destroyed. And guilty go free, the innocent get persecuted. You know, we could talk about BCCI, Bush 41, President Bush 41 Sr., brought Robert Mueller in to sweep the evidence under the carpet on that one and make sure that the billionaire banksters that financed the drug trafficking, the international terrorism, and the illegal arms sales got off, got free. That was another Mueller operation. We moved forward to 9/11. George Bush Jr. appointed him to head the FBI 1 week before 9/11. Within days of 9/11, Mueller is in warp speed cover-up mode, helping fly the bin Ladens and Saudis out of America so that they could not be interviewed, interrogated, or investigated. He was involved in other documented cover-ups, elements of the 9/11 cover-up. It moved forward to anthrax. He targeted a couple people that had nothing to do with the anthrax, and the probably deep state government lab that was responsible for the highly weaponized anthrax. Those people never even got indicted, accused, named in a press conference. Once again, the guilty go free, the innocent get scapegoated. Mass surveillance. Robert Mueller went to Congress, told them, we need the American government to have the legal authority to spy on every law-abiding citizen in America. Our phone calls, our cell phone calls, our texts, our emails, our faxes, our electronic financial transactions. Robert Mueller said the federal government should be able to spy on all of those communications by all American citizens, whether they've been indicted, whether there's an arrest warrant, whether they've been linked to a terrorist, whether they're suspected of anything. There's just blanket surveillance. Similar in many respects to what...
What happened? Did we lose our... did we lose our guest? Ben, are you... Getting back? My goodness. Okay, I guess we've had some technical difficulties here, and hopefully we will get our guest back. He certainly is full of very interesting information. I made a call this week, actually, to my credit card company, and just before I talked to them about the situation that I wanted to talk to them about. They said, would you mind if we made an imprint of your voice so that when you call, we will know that it's you? And I thought, oh, my gosh. No, I don't think that would be a good idea. And so I declined their service. But I wonder, is our guest back yet or no? Okay. There were people that conceded early on in this Mueller investigation of Russia collusion that there was no evidence of any Russian collusion regarding Trump. And okay, there's no. I was just mentioning, Senator, that there was no. Absolutely no evidence of any Russian collusion. And people conceded that right away. And yet they've gone on with, Mueller has gone on with this investigation. He should be investigating Hillary Clinton and her collusion with the Russians, correct?
Clinton's, and I may have been cut off, Deanna, but in fact, when the Russians made their power play to get 20% of America's uranium ore reserves, what they did is they started a racketeering operation, including bribery, extortion, and payoffs in the state of Maryland. That ultimately ended with them getting 20% of the American uranium ore interests. Interestingly enough, one or more witnesses went to the FBI and complained that the Russians were running a racketeering operation of bribery and extortion in Maryland. The FBI did nothing. Guess who was the head of the FBI when people reported that the Russians were running a racketeering operation in Maryland and the FBI did nothing about it? A man named Robert Mueller. Guess who the U.S. attorney was in Maryland at the time the Russian extortion...
I guess this information is just too hot to handle. Certainly we know, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I wonder if the senator brings these things up in chambers or when the Louisiana Senate meets, because this is really information that needs to be shared with more people than those who are listening to this program, certainly. And it is just amazing what is going on. And I received an email from a friend in Texas just recently, and he mentioned the fact that, let me find this email here. I've had some technical difficulties this week. My main desktop computer crashed finally. It was 8 years old, and it's been on its last leg for some time. All righty. Welcome back. I guess the information is just too hot to handle for I'm not sure why you keep getting cut off.
I think the airwaves are just you're right. The information is too hot for the airwaves. They're like they're going to have to get some mitts or insulators on so they can handle them.
Amazing. Now, do you bring this up to your other Louisiana state senators? Do you talk about these things? What are their views? I'm just so impressed that you are talking about these things that need to be talked about. Usually when people, usually politicians, certain politicians, as you've talked about, really are the criminals, or allowing criminality to exist. Are you there? Okay. Oh my gosh, we lost him again. Okay, let me share this information that I received from a friend, and it was quite interesting, I thought. That he said, and it's something that I've written about in my books, he said that following... Okay, we're going to break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me. Have to teach the children about living with each other, 'cause the future will soon be in their hands. Watching us close, they follow our steps. If we do right, I'm sure they'll understand.
Okay, I am back. We are back. I hope we have our guests back, our guests the first hour. Is Senator John Milkovich, the author of Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order. And he is a Louisiana state senator. And we never hear any politician even refer to the New World Order. And yet, Senator Milkovich has written a book about it and is talking about it and is naming names and citing events, and it's amazing. Do we have him back?
Yes, I'm here, Deanna.
I think Robert Mueller is on to you, definitely.
Well, we're in the piney woods of Northwest Louisiana at a revival service, so I stepped out. So you wish you could be here, and yes, if you saw how beautiful it is, you would like to be here.
That would be wonderful.
Yes, you and your team are going to have to come next year.
Well, that
it's
sounds.
It's the Feed a Friend Revival Service. Free barbecue and all the gospel you can take.
Wonderful, wonderful. And you are a true Christian. It's just remarkable. When I read your all the information at your website, I'll post the website in the chat room so that people can read about you. You have done such remarkable things, not only in exposing, not just in exposing Robert Mueller, but simply the care and the love that you've shown your constituents. You've done pro bono for people who have been accused of crimes that they didn't commit. You've worked with children and teens. You've preached the gospel at the Rehabilitation Center for Teens. And the prison ministry and nursing home ministries. I'm just so impressed with your character and your pro-life. You don't like Common Core. I'm just really impressed. Just totally impressed.
Well, you're very kind, and you're obviously exaggerating. All the good things, nice things you're saying about are much of an exaggeration. I'm an ordinary person, but I do believe that God, our extraordinary God, can use ordinary people to do the impossible. And, of course, you're a testament to that every day, what you do with bringing the truth to the American public, because the corporate-owned media is not reliable. So we need you, and I want to do my part, whatever it is that God allows me to do. And, and I think sometimes we have to get back to basics, because we can think, you know, we're all this or all that. I tell you, I'm working on being a better dad, a better husband, a better son to my parents, and God's dealing with me every day just like everybody else. And I do thank him, though, that he's allowed me to get in the fight and make a difference. I'm very grateful for that.
So let's continue with the criminality. And of course, I'm aware of the drug running, and I'm aware that Comey participated with the Clintons in the drug running through the MENA airport early on.
Are you saying that he did?
Yes.
Okay, see, I didn't even know that. Okay. Wow.
He was there, he was hiding the funds so they could continue that. He was the, money laundering, which is, course, something that happens all the time. In politics, and it's really about drugs and money, and it's just amazing to me when you learn about the people in Congress, in the U.S. Congress, who they take money from, and whoever is writing the check makes the decisions, and it's just very unfortunate. And I'm sure your constituents are incredibly relieved to have you represent them. I wish there were more like you.
Oh, well, you're very kind. We're just trying to do our best. You know, and I think if you look at the chronology, the narrative, we kind of did a...
We do have a real quick three-minute break. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Okay.
We'll pick this up on the other side of the three-minute break. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, Every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me.
Back. This is Deanna. And our guest this first hour today is Senator John Milkovich. He is the author of Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order. He is also a Louisiana state senator. Did you feel like there would be repercussions for writing this book? Did you consider that there might be?
Absolutely, and really have the people from our church praying for us and some outstanding Christians and prayer warriors going to bat for us. And I know that God has protected us. And listen, we've won this war. This was an important war. You did, I did, Kim Kennedy, Mark Levine, Bill Martinez, Steve Gruber, Steve Owen Renee, A.J. Rice, and millions of Americans, congressmen, Jim Jordan, Louis Gohmert, Mark Meadows, Senators Rand Paul, Lindsey Graham. We whipped them. We beat them. They tried to take President Trump out through Robert Mueller. It didn't work. Of course, I think first and foremost, and I'm doing it last, but I should have done it first, I'll give glory, honor, and praise to God. I believe God really intervened to really smash the Mueller assault and bring it to a grinding halt. I feel like they wanted to take out the president, and they ran that wagon until the wheels fell off. So I see the hand of God in this. The fact of the matter is, Mueller was their point man to take out the president, and it came to nothing. So you know what, don't get tired of what you're doing. The American people were catching on. And the most recent polls taken within about the last month show that 50% of Americans believe that the Mueller investigation was a, quote, witch hunt, unquote. 47 said no, 3% had no opinion. But that's remarkable when you consider all of the many millions of dollars of airtime that was spent telling the American people that Robert Mueller was a straight arrow Eagle Scout Dudley Do-Right. So we have fought. God allowed us to get in the battle. And together, we have erected a stone wall around the president and stopped Mueller's attack. And from this point forward, Mueller is going to have zero credibility, zero traction. People that try to pick up his investigation, pick up the shattered pieces of his investigation and go forward are going to be primarily discrediting themselves. You know, I feel like God's in this. Hello?
To read, which it should be, I don't think a lot of people will read it, but they will, they do know that this has come to nothing. And I believe that that's important that they know that. And certainly, if there were really something that Robert Mueller had on the president, it wouldn't have taken so long. This investigation would not have taken so long. They would have immediately brought it out with all the details and everything. And if Robert Mueller really wanted to investigate corruption, as we talked about earlier, he should have gone after Hillary Clinton.
Deanna, you are dead on, true north, accurate in what you just said. William Binney and Ray McGovern, both former federal intelligence agents. William Binney was a top-ranking official with the NSA, the National Security Agency. Ray McGovern was a top-ranking official, I believe, with the CIA. They both said months ago, I think over, it may have been over a year ago, that, look, if there was anything to this accusation that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians to rig the 2016 presidential election, it would have come out. The feds already would have had the evidence. Why? They're spying on everything we say. They're conducting surveillance. They're spying on our conversations. They're taping our conversations. They're storing our conversations. They're monitoring our conversations. They're putting our conversations in a huge data bank. So what agents Binney and McGovern said, that, look, if there's in fact collusion, they would have already had the case before the big long dog and pony show and all of the subpoenas and all the documents and all hammering the witnesses and all the 22 months and all the team of 12 DOJ attorneys. They would have had their case before they would have had the case built, fortified, documented before they even started their, quote, investigation, unquote. But now we know this. Number one, they would have had the evidence beforehand. Number two, they went through the entire process, painstaking process, and came up with essentially what appears to be no evidence. Number three, not only would they have had the evidence ahead of time, and not only did they come up with no credible evidence, the third fact is they not only couldn't make the case, they tried but were unable to manufacture a case. And when I say manufacture, I mean browbeat, terrorize, intimidate, threaten, frighten multiple witnesses to get them to lie against the president, and they failed. They tried it with Jerome Corsi, Michael Flynn, Roger Stone, Michael Cohen, Paul Manafort, and numerous others. So if there was a case, they would have had it, like you said. They were unable to make a case, and they weren't even able to manufacture a case. I think they've done the American people a great favor. From this point forward, anyone that tries to accuse the president of Russian collusion, the people aren't going to be listening. They know it's a charade. They know that they took their best shot and fell short.
And the fact that they went after people who have had anything whatsoever to do with the president speaks volumes as far as I'm concerned. And those people really have not capitulated and said anything negative. Cohen is using it, the situation, for his own advantage, I think. But nonetheless, he really could not provide anything, and anything of value. And so this is really awful. If you look at it, I think the American people spoke when they elected Trump, because I think they were tired of the same old political nonsense, and they wanted something new. They wanted somebody different. Even though Trump is a New Yorker, he's arrogant, but you don't have to like the personality. You can like his policies, and that is what people are looking at. And the other thing too is that they've attacked his family, and I don't remember at any time previously that the media has gone after a president's family in the same way that they've gone after Trump's family. His wife, she can't do anything right as far as the media is concerned. And yet she does a lot of good things.
Lady, and I think she's a great support for the president and her son, and she is therefore a great, she's a great treasure for the United States of America. She's a great blessing to our nation because she is to our president. They have blown molehills into mountains to try to take them out, and they've absolutely overlooked scandals and criminality and racketeering that the size of the Himalayas in order to focus on, these trivial evidence against President Trump. I mean, having someone bid up the value of his portrait at a celebrity auction. And the mere fact that Michael Cohen would say that, and that the deep swamp team that wanted to take out the president would say that, shows you they have nothing. If they had something, they would have brought it. So I totally agree with that. And I think, and this is just an observation about Michael Cohen. I don't know. I know that the young lady, Lynette, and her last name eludes me, the African-American lady that has worked for the Trump family for some time, she purports to know that Michael Cohen was threatened by the Team Mueller. They basically said, if you don't do what we want you to do, your wife could go to prison for 30, 35 years. I think he's endangered if he goes to prison. He could be murdered in prison. Look what happened to Whitey Bulger. There's no telling what all he knew about the FBI and potentially Mueller that didn't come out. So, they did everything that they could. They abused their power to the max and still were unable to come up with anything. And to me, that's not only a huge win for Team Trump, it's actually in some respects a great blessing to America, because the president's detractors and the people that were slandering him and the people that were trying to manufacture a case against him have been discredited, have been defeated, have been exposed. And I don't think America, I really believe the American people no longer believe in the Russian collusion narrative. I think it's been totally discredited. And if Mueller hadn't run this investigation all the way to the nth degree, all the way to the end, all the way to the end of the line, then we may not have had this clear demonstration and manifestation and revelation that, look, there's no case. It didn't happen.
So what kind of attack do you see against Trump moving forward?
Dr. Corsi says the deep staters, the one-world government folks, will do anything that they can to get rid of the president, and they do not take assassination off the table. Interestingly enough, Philip Mudd, I believe he was a former deputy FBI director under Mueller, they stated on CNN, he said, look, we're going to kill this guy. Actually, let me paraphrase. He said essentially that government agents were going to kill President Trump. That was on mainstream TV. Now, that got about 0.7 seconds media coverage. Talking about killing the president of the United States, that got more media coverage than Donald Trump having someone bid up the value of his portrait at a charity auction. It's just So Dr. Corsi says the deep state will stop at nothing to take this president out. They tried Russian collusion. They've come up empty. I think to the extent that Congress continues to pursue that, I think that's going to be an exercise in futility. I think they're discrediting themselves and engendering a huge credibility gap between the Democratic members of the United States Congress and the American public. They're going to have to come up with something else. But we now know that honesty, the truth, and justice, the Constitution, due process is absolutely irrelevant. So we know that nothing is beneath them in terms of their effort to try to diminish the presidency. But we need to be prepared. But at least now the Americans are armed with the truth. The American people can see what's going on. And honestly, American people that have been sitting on the sideline, shame on you. You need to be praying. You need to be talking to people in churches. You need to be calling your U.S. senators. You need to be calling your United States congressmen and say, where are you on this president? I'm not calling you to tell you that I love everything he does. I'm calling to tell you that I get it now, that there is a deep swamp effort to take him out and to attack the republic, attack the Constitution, attack the presidency, attack a very right of self-government, self-determination. And I expect you to get in the fight. And I'm no longer content with members of Congress that sit on the sideline. And by the way, there's exceptions. There's U.S. senators, I've mentioned some, U.S. congressmen, I mentioned several that have been in the fight. But we don't need 10 or 15 or 20 congressmen and senators in the fight. We need all hands on board. So I guess that would be, we need to be praying, and we needed to be ringing up the senators and congressmen with emails and phone calls.
Indeed. And do the representatives actually read what is sent to them? I used to engage in letter writing just almost every day. And sometimes, I often got email back or letters back stating that pretty much they were going to vote the way that they felt that they felt and that my input was irrelevant to how they were going to vote. And certainly I don't expect them to change just because I write to them. But I wonder if the American people have given up on believing that they have true representation. Because it seems to me that the majority of Congress are quite wealthy. They don't go to Washington quite wealthy, but they get wealthy after they get there. Because they cave in to the lobbyists. And sometimes but the lobbyists seem to have more pull with Congress than the people who voted these people in.
Point, there, the Constitution envisioned that there would be three branches of government, executive, judicial, legislative. We've now got 4, 5, 6, 7 branches of government. We now have the mass media controlled by a handful of corporations. We have the lobbyists. We have the special interests. We have the deep state agency bureaucrats who work for various federal agencies and have civil service protection and are there forever, answerable to no one. So there is absolutely assault on constitutional democracy, on the operations of a constitutional republic. I will say that it's difficult, I know, for congressmen and senators to read all of the information that's sent to them, the sheer volume of material that they could either look at or that's sent to them on a daily basis is staggering. I also know that they do take note, their staff takes note and communicates to them if they receive multiple communications on a specific point. So it's often said, and I don't know the exact ratio, but for example, if they get one letter, they consider that there's 100 or 1,000 people. That letter represents the views of 100 or 1,000 people. Shoot, they get 100 letters on one point. That's going to get the attention of any congressman and probably any senator. So we need to stay engaged. And the other thing, and this is obvious, running for office is so cash intensive. It is so expensive that... And the problem is that sometimes people that have the most money are able to buy more TV ads. And the problem is, we as Americans too often decide elections or decide who we're going to vote for based upon who has the prettiest TV ads. We get to know, we need to get to know who the people, do a little reading, find out who they are, find out what their record is. And this business of, look, this is what I'm going to do when I get elected, that turns me off. What did you do before you got elected?
Oh, that's a great point. Okay, we're going to a quick break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Are back. This is Deanna, and our guest the first hour today is Senator John Milkovich. He is the author of Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order. He is also a Louisiana state senator. The other issue, too, is not so much the people running the candidates, and you mentioned several other areas in addition to the three branches of government. But we also need to consider the voting machines. Who operates, who runs the voting machines? And I remember when Ron Paul was running for president that in New Hampshire, somehow all of the votes, all of his votes went to the other side. And it was actually something that happened. And so one must consider that also. In addition,
oh, it's a scam. And listen, I don't know if the Chad thing in Florida was exploited or if it was planned in advance, but the business of getting rid of a paper trail in elections is extremely dangerous, because now we're at the mercy of digital manipulators, and that's an outrage. You know, that's not acceptable. Dr. Appel is, of course, I've run for Congress twice, and there was shenanigans both times that I ran. This is down in a congressional race in Louisiana, North and West Louisiana. There was major errors and irregularities, and I didn't think that they were innocent in both of those elections. Dr. Appel is a professor at Princeton and one of the foremost experts in the world on electronic voting machines. And his thesis, his research, his lifetime body of work, his magnum opus, is that electronic voting machines are incredibly susceptible to manipulation attack, even aside from error. So we need to be demanding integrity in that area. Yeah, we've got a fight on our hands. But I'll say this, people out there, get in the fight. If you're already there, don't get tired. Pray hard, stay involved in your church, support your pastor, find out who the candidates are. And what do you look at in a candidate? Forget the ads. Look at their lives. How do they treat their wives? How do they treat their children? How do they or their wives or husbands? How do they treat their parents? What do they do for the poor? Are they involved in church? Do they give to their community? Have they had a record of integrity and contributing to their community before they run for office? This whole business of, I'm going to do all this when I get elected, when they've never done anything but for anyone but themselves before they run, that to me is that's very disturbing. We absolutely have to demand that our candidates have a level of integrity, and we need to be willing to do the work to find out who they are. And that there's more involved in that. That means reading. That means maybe talking to them and meeting them, talking to people in the community that personally directly know them. There's more to it than watching TV ads and showing up to vote.
How true. That is so true. But as you say, whoever can afford the most commercials on TV seem to get elected. Well, thank you so much, Senator, for being on the program today. And best of luck to you and your family. And thank you for your integrity. I guess that's it.
Yeah, well, and look, thank you for all your kind words, Deanna. Keep up the good work. And if you have your staff, call me. We will get you an autographed copy of the book.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
We need to have you call my office number, dear, when your staff is not tied up, so that we can send and get your address so that we can send that to you.
Well, thank you very much. How kind of you.
Yes.
Take care.
And God bless you, Deanna. Keep up the good work.
God bless you also. Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page, and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.